This summer, WNYC and its partners in the Harlem Heat Project built heat and humidity sensors for about 30 apartments. We measured how hot it got in the homes of Harlem residents who don't have air conditioning and told their stories. But with global warming expected to push up temperatures in New York City by 5 degrees Fahrenheit over the coming decades, air conditioning will become part of the problem as well. WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez brings us the fourth and final feature in our series.
Our sensors have been taking a temperature reading from inside Harlem apartments every 15 minutes. If you put all the data on a graph, you can see a pattern. But Alan Palazzolo with the WNYC Data News Team wanted you to hear that pattern. And lucky for us, Alan knows some computer tricks. Alan turned each feels like temperature into a musical note.
This low note is a cool, comfortable 75 degrees. This really high note is a hot, humid 95 degrees.
Okay, so now here's what a full 24 hours on an average summer day in Harlem sounds like, condensed into 20 seconds. First, here's the outdoor temperature.
Our day begins at 6 a.m. and the heat index is a low, comfortable 77 degrees. At 3 p.m. it peaks, 93 degrees. And then slowly, the sun sets and things start to get cooler and cooler.
Now here's Alan's song for the indoor temperature of an apartment with no air conditioning.
Remember that we're starting at 6 a.m. and it's already at 85 degrees. You can really only hear one or two different temperatures. It doesn't reach the same high of 95, but doesn't really get much cooler either. It's 85 degrees the whole day and all night.
That's our big takeaway. Even on the hottest days, the outdoor temperatures dropped at night. But the homes of our participants didn't. They stayed hot. Hotter than the temperature the National Weather Service warns, you can start to feel fatigued if you're exposed to it for a long time. Michelle Holmes felt it.
Basically almost passing out in our apartment.
I visited her in July.
Nausea, rapid heartbeat, cramps in our legs.
She lives in public housing and cannot afford to buy an AC unit. And when WNYC aired Michelle's story this summer, a bunch of listeners offered to buy her an AC unit and to cover all the fees the city charges public housing residents.
Hello?
Hey, I called Michelle to tell her.
No! Oh, my God, Sarah, no! Oh, God!
Michelle Holmes now has an AC unit. But air conditioning is not a perfect solution.
Because I see it this way. Summer is hot, winter is cold. See?
Pamela Tully moved to New York in 1971 from Jamaica.
We didn't know anything about air condition there, so maybe that's it. Of course, it's a different thing, though, because you have the trade winds.
Trade winds. Breeze. Heat in places like Jamaica doesn't get trapped and stored the way it does in dense concrete and steel-filled cities like New York. Tully isn't immune to the heat, though.
Once you reach that 82 degrees, it is hot. Okay.
But she is against using air conditioning.
Because I'm aware of the environment and we gotta conserve. I see people clamoring, we gotta have air conditioning out there. You have to crank it up.
Tully is a member of We Act for Environmental Justice in Harlem. They're one of our partners. And she says the fossil fuels that air conditioners burn are making global warming worse.
It's like children in school. Each one is talking louder and louder and louder and nobody hears.
Using all that energy is making summers longer and heat waves more intense, says Eric Kleinenberg. He's a sociology professor at New York University.
More air conditioning is going to put us in far more trouble in the short term and especially in the long term. But at the same time, we've created a new climate in which access to air conditioning can make the difference between life and death for the most vulnerable people among us.
He wrote a book about a Chicago heat wave that killed more than 700 people. They needed air conditioning. Still, he says the United States is overusing it, especially office buildings.
So if you're listening to this show right now and you're sitting in an office, go look at the thermometer. I mean, it's probably 66, 67, 68 degrees. That's unnecessarily cool.
He and other environmental health professionals say big office buildings should turn off their AC completely at night.
Yeah, you're absolutely right that they should.
That's Jordan Barowitz with the Durst Organization. They build New York office towers. And he says old buildings have to keep their AC on all night, or they won't get cool by the time workers get there in the morning.
They were built a while ago, and the HVAC systems are not sophisticated enough to throttle up and throttle down like that.
And Barowitz says air conditioning isn't just used and overused in the summer. Our modern life has created the need to keep AC running in the fall and even all through the winter.
Yeah, office buildings are cooled 365 days a year because there's so many people in the building, so much equipment, so much lighting, that even on very cold days, you're cooling the building.
One Bryant Park is one of the Durst Organization's buildings. It's the big office tower with the sloped roof and the spire. It's the fourth tallest building in New York City. If you're looking at the Manhattan skyline, it looks like it's right next to the Empire State Building. Well, that building is one of the most energy efficient buildings in the world. But air conditioning is still a big expense. Like tens of thousands of dollars a year or much more?
Oh, my God. Way more than that. Yeah. Millions of dollars. Yeah.
Millions of dollars annually?
Yeah.
He checked. It's around $2 million a year. That's how much it costs just to keep one Bryant Park cool. And he says it's worth it. Research has shown that the most productive employees work in cool environments.
You could have a building that provided the bare minimum of air conditioning and fresh air, but it would be an awful place to work.
People's bodies do acclimate to the heat, but health scholars still find high numbers of heat-related illnesses and heat-related deaths in places in the United States with hotter environments like Phoenix, Arizona. So there's a limit to how much heat we can take, especially if you're frail and elderly. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez. By the way, this song, this is Alan's remix of the indoor and outdoor temperatures combined.